All right. Good morning, guys. So we're live for our Saturday morning date or date morning live in the afternoon. We have one of our, we have our adult son visiting us from Oklahoma. So we had a long morning. We took all the kids out to breakfast and, so we got kind of a late start.
Yeah.
But we still did our morning day walk this morning. But we want to talk about a topic. It was so kind of coincidental that one of our friends posted about the topic. And it was in a Layla Hormozi reel. And it was minimum viable. Minimum viable. We call it product, MVP. Or minimum viable performance, participation. What'd you call it?
Participation.
Minimum viable. And it's something that me and Chris kind of live by. And it's actually a software term, MVP.
Yeah.
And we want to talk through what is MVP. How do I think about this when it comes to life and business? And it's super important. And we don't hear a lot of like coaches or mentors talking about MVP because I think, again, it comes from software. Layla and Alex Hormozi owned a software. I'm pretty sure that's where she got the phrase from.
Because
she mentioned it
in a different way.
She didn't say MVP.
The way that we frame it is as your MVP. Again, minimum viable product is a software term. And basically, long story short, is it's there to really define what needs to be true in order to ship a product or ship an update.
The minimum that needs to be true.
Because the thing with coding and with software is that you could go on for years and years and years and never ship a product because it's that extensive and you get that deep into it.
Yeah, how many of us business owners could go down a rabbit hole for days and days and days and days and hours and hours and hours and never get anything done?
Yeah.
And so this is where like MVP comes from. We've learned a lot about it and how now we apply it to different avenues of our life, but it's exactly what the video was talking about when Layla Hormozi was saying, like, every day's not perfect. And the days that are perfect look like this. And the days that I can barely survive or get by look like this. But here's my minimum.
Yeah.
Viable, like, output, performance, expectation. And so we want to kind of explain how do we do that in business and even in life and even with our kids. We use this on Austin. He's 17 years old. What is the minimum viable product that he needs to output to make his parents happy?
Yeah, and there's a couple different ways you can spin this. And one is what I expect of you. And the other is what you expect of yourself.
So before Chris gets started, I see we had like 7 people on here watching. Ask your questions. How do I apply this to business? How does this apply to leadership? This is huge in leadership.
Yeah.
What was the phrase? Leadership isn't an appointment on your calendar. Like how many times do we have a meeting on our calendar to show up for a meeting? That is not leadership.
No.
Right? That's an appointment on your calendar. It's how you show up to that meeting. It's not when you show up. Right? It's how. And so as Chris explains it, so don't forget what you were going to say, I want you guys to think about some questions and drop them in. I can't see the questions because we're using my phone. So you're going to have to monitor the questions. Ask your question, like, how do I apply this to field techs? How do I apply this to leadership? If I'm showing up to a meeting, how do I apply this when I'm having a difficult conversation or trying to manage someone? How do I apply this to my 17-year-old son or even my marriage?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and I want to reframe it because minimum viable product for you, for some, might be a little bit hard to adopt or to really stick with. And so I explain it as minimum viable participation. This is because we can use it across everything. So I say it's across business, it's across family, it's across relationships, and it's the agreement you have with yourself. Is the minimum, what's my minimum viable participation? What's the minimum I'm willing to show up as a leader, mm-hmm. as a husband, as a support for myself? How much, what's the minimum I'm willing to show up for myself? And with the same respect with business is, what's the minimum expectations that I have, of you, or minimum expectations I have of the role? And so I think this is extremely important because a lot of small businesses, they skip this step. And I was really bad at this as well, is I would pour so much into something. Let's just say I was pour myself into a role and I would bring somebody on and I'm so invested because I'm involved with it. But as much as I tried to like share and hand things off, I handed things off a little bit too soon. Like when I left ops for WootCruit, I left a little bit too soon without really defining that MVP, without defining that minimum viable participation, that execution, that product. And what ended up happening for me is I stepped away and balls kept getting dropped. Things didn't get done. I would get upset. I would get mad and come back in gangbuster style, get really, really pissed off and figure out,
like, micromanaging.
Why is this not being done? And, you know, gratefully, the people who were there, you know, were very kind about it. But after I had a couple self-checks, especially when Libby called me out and said, let's look at this in a different way. What I did not do was I did not set expectations. I did not create bumpers around what was expected, what good looks like, what bad looks like. What's the minimum amount that we're willing to deal with in terms of this is a hands down, black and white, flat out, this is the bare minimum that you have to execute and work on. This is the minimum. This is what I expect of you, guaranteed.
The minimum for the role. Viable participation on their end.
Yes, the minimum viable participation. From there, I will let you do as you please. As we say a lot, is two phrases. One is, do what you think is right. I trust you. So, what we need to define first that I didn't do is that I said, just do what you think is right, and then I would just go boom. Gone. I wouldn't even, at that point, I didn't even learn the idea or the value of trust. But do what you think is right, and I just disappeared. But I think what I learned from that is number one is put those bumpers in place, figuring out, you know, what guarantees success, and then letting them figure it out on their own. But again, it's more of a great, now they have that foundation, that psychological safety, like we say. Mm-hmm. And so for me, that's where things stand with MVP, with that minimum viable participation, is how do I expect you to show up? And what am I doing for you to make sure that you know, checks and balances, what that looks like?
Yeah, and so there's two sides, right? Minimum viable the product, but we apply it in life, right? What's the minimum that I can output? And so I think it's really important to look at it from a personal side too, as a leader. How do I show up? How do I participate? What can they expect from me? What's the minimum I can do? Because anything over that is great.
Yeah.
And then, but here's where like my advice as the owner and the leader comes into play. We set these crazy expectations. Like we set these crazy goals, crazy workout, crazy eating, crazy like, and then when we fail, we feel like shit. Like we feel like a loser. I mean, yeah. Who here can like relate with that? But we see all these grand like things out there saying like, you got to do this. You got to wake up at 5 a.m. I do not wake up at 5 a.m. I'm just going to tell you guys, I don't. I used to be a morning person. And ever since I had Yaya, I'm not. Chris's job is to drag me out of bed.
No, no, I'm more like coercer with coffee.
Coffee, with coffee. He drags me out of bed with coffee. But I'm just not. And I'm not going to like buy that, oh yeah, I have the perfect morning routine. We have kids. There is no perfect anything. And so like, but what's the minimum that I can like do? And anything over that is great. Like anything over that is like a great day. And you start to have more and more great days. But what I saw, what I was doing personally was setting myself up for failure. Yeah. I was overshooting, overestimating, looking at other people and saying, well, they have a 4-hour work week. Why can't I? Or they have like every morning is 5 a.m. Why can't I do that? And I was like, I can't, my life doesn't look like,
yeah,
you know, as much as I love the Hermosis, they don't have kids. I'm like,
yeah. Different circumstances.
Different circumstance. But this goes full circle. So it's like, yeah, like Chris struggling with WooRecruit, like when he was in ops, he didn't set it up properly on like, what's the minimum viable, right, performance out of them, but also what was the minimum viable from a leader performance they should expect from him.
Yeah.
We get so like burnt out and tired. We just like dump it on somebody and then we leave. Your managers leave if you're the manager, and then we wonder why we lose control or quality, but we didn't even set the minimum viable performance for ourselves.
Like, what's the minimum we have to show up as?
Yeah, like as a leader, how consistent, how often, what do I look like? Like, even what I look like matters, guys. How do I talk? How do I act? Like, what's the minimum that I can output to get the result that I'm still looking for? So this goes for full circle, not just for management or expectation of employees, but you could do this for your marriage. So we have it for like, hey, here's the minimum viable performance that I can do. Like, here's what I can give. I can't really give any more than that right now, but here's the minimum I can do. And then anything over that is a great day.
Yeah. And so I want to give you an example here. And when it comes to personal, when it comes to like how I feel about relationships, the MVP for me, I use the term a lot, is my unbreakable truths. These are the things where it is so undeniably absolute that not doing these things,
my nose itches.
Not doing these things, I feel absolutely stupid because they're so simple, so straightforward that that I could accomplish them even at my worst. Again, this is what I define as my MVP, my unbreakable truths, my minimum viable participation in my life and in marriage. For myself personally, my MVPs, my unbreakable truths are 3 times a day is 30 reps. I talk about it all the time, my micro workouts. Minimum viable product is 3 times a day. If nothing else, if the entire day goes south and things just get completely screwed over and I'm out, I know that I can at least spend 3 minutes in the day at different times doing 30 reps of whatever workout. I can either do push-ups, I do 50, or 30 with the kettlebell at 50 pounds. But that to me is the thing that I need to hold true with myself, to know that I'm at least maintaining some level of confidence, some level of momentum with personal, so that I don't go downhill with, honestly, my like mental or emotional state. And then marriage-wise, my MVPs, you know, the baseline of what I'm willing to show up as, number one is I always drive, hands down. Like, I know I have arms, I have legs, and God forbid I get tired is I have freaking full self-drive.
Yeah.
I just push a button and it drives for me. So my MVP for that is that I am driving. Number two is my MVP, my minimum viable participation. The baseline of what I am not willing to give up is cooking a stupid simple meal. And I say this for those that are, that know, you know, we practice carnivore. This is just the way that we kind of like, you know, through our lives. But so basic to just grab some meat, some bacon, whatever, throw it on a sheet, put it in the oven, 20 minutes, and I don't have to wash any dishes. It literally, like, you just throw away the parchment paper and you're done. Like, there's no dishes. So my MVP, my minimum viable participation there is just simply throw stuff in the oven, let it cook, pull it out, and it's done. Like, I don't need any other fancy. I don't have to make my own homemade pesto dressing, and I don't have to make little designs on the stuff. I keep it extremely simple. It might not be luxurious, but I know at the bare minimum, I can at least get that much. To follow through my goals of, one, is not having Libby cook anymore, and two is she always gets out of the right side of the car.
That was a very big topic, very controversial.
But my goal in 2025, and I feel great that I accomplished it, was that I did not want her. She had to step out of the right side of the vehicle. It was a point of pride for me.
I had nothing to do with it.
Not because she wasn't capable, and not because she was a woman, but because I cared so much that I wanted to take something off of her mental load. And these were the smallest, simplest things that I could do to put towards that. This was the minimum viable participation that I wanted to give or put into our marriage.
Yeah. You know, his are so organized in his head. You know, I have mine, but I'm like, man, I have to think about. You know, for me, there's a lot of things I don't share with Chris, which is may sound bad, but we're not built the same. And when it comes to our marriage, there are some things, because we're so involved in the business together, there are some things that I don't, that's the minimum viable, like performance, is there are things that I don't share that he doesn't need to know, you know, like talking to attorneys or accountants or, you know, like issues or stuff like that. My job was to protect him from those things. Like, he protects me from cooking. There were things that he didn't deal with as well as I did. So I said, here's how I'm going to show up and how I'm going to contribute. You don't need to know those things. You're an entrepreneur and I'm an entrepreneur. Most of us are married to entrepreneurs. If you're an entrepreneur, no matter the gender, right? And so there were things that I decided that were the minimum ways I would show up, right? And some of them may sound totally like just off the wall, but it's how you show up. Like, how do you, like, your dress, like, we get ready, right? We do minimum things. I too have a minimum exercise that I do, minimum walking I do. And nothing came from each other trying to tell. It's how do we want to show up for our marriage for each other?
At the baseline.
And here's the thing, that when that whole controversy about he always wants me to get out of the right side of the car, here's the thing I want to tell all the women out there. And I think this was so confusing because I thought at one time it was prideful to be like a single mom for a brief moment in my life. Or it was prideful that he didn't help me pay for the kids. I can do it by myself. I actually now think that that is not a great way to live. I think it takes a lot of courage to let someone do something for you. It takes a lot of courage to say, like, I will accept help. I can't do it by myself, nor do I want to do it by myself. And I don't know where this whole, like, empowering women, like, doing it alone, raising kids and paying for it by yourself, and you don't need a man, came from. And I get it if it's hard, it is hard. But I'm like, man, I thought I was, like, strong because I didn't need Chris. And that actually hurt our marriage and hurt me and our kids. Instead of saying, like, I'm going to let him drive me. I'm going to let him cook because he wants to. Who cares if I want to get out of the right side of the car? And who cares if I want to drive? The fact that he wants to do it for me and I let him, and it makes him feel like he's helping me. Not male, like, ego, but he's helping. Let them help. For the longest time, I wouldn't let no one help me.
Yeah.
Because I thought I didn't need help. I could do it by myself.
Yeah.
Or I was a strong woman. But I'm like, man, no, I really like to be taken care of. Once you experience it, you're like, You never want to go back. But you can still be a strong woman, a strong business owner, and be taken care of, be driven around. Like, there's no weakness in that. And for the longest time, I would never let Chris help me with our kids. Never. I'd pay for everything. It's like a sign of pride.
Yeah.
And I don't know where I got it from at all. I think social media is probably where I got it from. Not social media, but like social, the stigma of like not needing help. But now I'm like, no, it's amazing what happens when you let people help you. And so for me, I kind of had to rewrite the way my brain worked, because my minimum viable performance was I showed up and I did everything. I did everything. I took care of everything. I cleaned the house. I cooked. I worked. Like, I did everything. But that was exhausting. And then there was nothing left for like our marriage or the business or even the kids, because I was too busy showing up and performing.
Yeah.
And then when I backed up and I was like, wait a minute, how can I show up at the minimum? Not that I'm doing the minimum, but like, if this was my worst day, what's the best I could do on my worst day? Because anything above that is a great day. And that's how you start to have more and more great days. And we stop self-defeating. We're like self-defeating. We're slowly chipping away at that confidence. It's eroding because we keep setting ourselves up for failure by really, we're self-sabotaging.
Yeah. And I want to make a quick adjustment to what you said for the relationships and the marriages, is what's the minimum you're willing to do or, want to do or able to do. It's, I see it in the opposite, is what's the minimum that you're willing to let go of to put towards a healthier marriage, healthier relationship. If it is things like standing there in front of the car, waiting for your husband to open the door.
I was too busy doing everything, and I was going to accomplish nothing. And I was the typical mom, driving every kid to basketball practice, PTA meetings, working, everything. And so this is funny, because we talk about like the minimum viable performance, right? And so how much are you willing to give up?
What's the minimum you're willing to...
What's the minimum, right? And it's funny because he loves to open the car door for me. He loves it. It makes his day. So what do? At first, I couldn't even say thank you.
No, at first you would cut in front of me to open the door.
Run to the door so he couldn't open it, because that was my, I don't need a man kind of ego in the way, right? I can open my own door.
All the while, what's going on in my head is that I'm invalidated. I'm robbed of any opportunity of, like, you know, giving or having that level of confidence. And so every single time she would step in front and actually do something, especially because she has an entrepreneur's brain, and so her execution mode turns on a lot faster than mine.
Mm-hmm.
And so every time she would step in front, right before I had the chance to do anything or think about it, it invalidates me. And it does invalidate my ego.
Yeah. And so this is for all my entrepreneurs out there, right? So now, because I know it makes Chris feel so great, it makes his day if he can open that door for me. So what do I do now, Chris?
Oh, yeah. So we'll walk up, and most of the time we're there at the same time, but we walk up to the car. If she walks up there, let's say a little bit early, or even she leaves the door like a minute earlier than me, and I'm still grabbing stuff out of the house, and I'm heading over to the car. She's over there on her phone, just kind of like not paying no mind, just on her phone, but standing right next to the car, intentionally waiting, biding her time, doing something to give me the grace of getting there, to open the door for her to get in and close it.
Yeah. And the old me would have never let that happen. Like, no, I can open my own door. Why would I need it? Like, why would I wait for him? Like, no. And now, like, again, it's what are we willing to give up? And I could say, you know, everyone could call me when Chris posted that comment about my wife only gets out of the right side of the car, you're not doing it right. I got called a princess. If you've ever met me, Hans, you're on here. You know, I ain't no princess. I got called all kinds of names, which is really interesting. But if they saw me now, wait for him to open the door for me. I literally wait around. I'll pretend. And he knows I'm not pretending. But I'm doing it for our marriage. Like, for him to feel... And hey, he opened the door for me. It's not a bad day today.
And so here's the other thing. Here's the other flip side, too, is let's just say that you're around a bunch of people who know nothing else, and they just see this woman standing there, just with all confidence, waiting for somebody to open the door. They're going to think, man, that's a bitch. But I think about this in the reverse, is that she's willing to give up a part of her ego. Again, the minimum viable participation. Mm-hmm. She's willing to give up a little bit of her ego in order for me to get some for mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that goes all kinds of ways, even in business as a leader. Like, how what's the minimum that you can show up? What is it? Define it. Put it on paper. Because the minimum is still pretty high, guys. We're not telling you to slack off. The minimum is the standard.
Yeah.
It's the standard.
This is a thing that when you're delirious at 3 a.m. in the morning, this is something that you can still execute and do at the bare minimum. Like, if I don't drink, but if there's people out there that do their thing, go wild, drink, and then they're 3 a.m. in the morning.
No, I don't do that.
But you can still do 20 reps of push-ups. Granted, it might not feel very well, but it's the minimum you can execute at any given time without hesitation. Otherwise, you feel dumb not doing it.
So let's talk about kids. How do you set this for children? We did this with Austin, right? I didn't do this with my oldest son. I always talk about my oldest son got the worst version of me. You know, I was a struggling young single mom, just trying to figure it out. You know, all the kids are 10 years apart. Austin, we raised Austin with this kind of mentality because we got into software by the time he was, you know, in his teens. And now he's 17 and a senior. But he has minimum viable performance.
Yeah.
That he has to do. And if he meets those, we don't care what he does. But he has to do these minimum viable performance. He has to meet that. And then after that, for him, it's freedom, right? He can get a taste of freedom and exploration in certain things. We have the same thing with Yaya. Austin's is a lot more structured than Yaya's because Yaya's 7.
Yeah.
Austin's 17, right? His minimum viables are great. He's got to maintain a certain grade point average. And he either has to play a sport or get a job. I don't care what sport. I don't care what job, right? These are his minimums. Certain things with the house, these are the minimums. After these are met, you have freedom to kind of do what you want. And here's the weird thing. And this has happened in all of our softwares and in our cleaning company as well. We operate this way with all of our team. They have like total freedom as long as that minimum, that MVP is met. But what starts to happen is they start to come back to you.
Yeah.
And start to ask questions and engage. And they actually start to ask like, hey, I'm going to do this. Is it okay if I go here? Are you all right if I buy this? What do you think about that? When before they didn't want to talk to us at all because we were telling them what to do.
Yeah.
We didn't set the standard, the minimum, the MVP. Now it's set. There's no questions asked. And now they're coming back to us and saying like, hey, I have this great idea. Or what do you think about this or that?
Yeah, I love this because it's those three things is if you'll see a complete change in somebody. And we've had this happen to, again, we talk about the story as well of an employee that we fired because they just weren't cut out. They weren't cut out. We fired them, but left on good terms. Reached back out, about 6 months later and said, hey, I got a job for you. Would you be willing to? I'd love to hear you out and talk through it. But
great guy. Had the best smile in the world.
Yeah.
But he sucked at his job, first job.
right person, wrong role.
Great values. But man, he just couldn't do it.
Yeah. But I mentioned it this way because typically, like coming back in, you saw another level of this person, one in the right seat. But also with the baselines that we had set to say, we are willing to let you run and run hard in the way that you know best without us supervising anything that you're doing aside from the baselines of this MVP. And now we were a little bit more literal with MVP in terms of minimal viable product because it was software.
Yeah, it was software.
But the same thing held is that we just need this at this capacity, and we need this shipped by X date. This is the MVP. These are the minimum features, things like that. And the kid ran with it, got it built it better than I would have ever even imagined. Actually, when he came back with a couple of the things, I just said, hey, do what you think is right. I trust you. He came back and the interface, the way that he had presented it, I was like, oh my God, I would have never thought this in a million years. Like the level of execution that they have when they run themselves.
But you got to give them the standard. So the MVP is the standard. Company sets the standard, not the people. In a company, in a family, the family sets the standard, not the kids. In a marriage, you each set your own standard.
Yeah.
Right. That's the rules. In a company, the company sets the standard. If you own the company, you're setting the standard. In a family, the family sets the standard, not the children. The children are not telling us what to do. They're not. We set the standard, the family. And then in a marriage, you each set your own standards, and they have to work together. They have to complement each other.
Yeah.
But that's how you do it. And maybe when you first start, it's low. Maybe your MVPs are low. Maybe like just the minimum is to get out and take a 2-minute walk. And
oh, yes.
Fine. Here's where we self-sabotage. We set these standards like way up here.
And I'm going to be an hour at the gym. That's 30 minutes there, 30 minutes back. That's 2 hours out of your day.
No, like I would be Paris Hilton. I read the dumbest articles, by the way. I'm a big reader. When it comes to like articles on social media, I read a lot. And so like, I read that Paris Hilton gets 3-hour facials every day of her life. That's why she looks so great. And I'm like, ooh, I want that. I'm like, ooh, I can't have that. I have kids and don't necessarily have a nanny, and I have a job and a husband. I'm like, but maybe I can do like 3 minutes a day until I work my way up to 3 hours a day. Because who does 3 hours a day? But what I always see, especially with business owners, because we're so aspirational, like we are so motivated and so driven and so passionate, we set those MVPs or those standards too high to start. It's micro. It leads to the macro, right? Start small, but have the standard. Like my standard, believe it or not, this is funny. And my mom started doing this. One of my MVPs, guys, my minimum viable performance, I get up and I put makeup on.
Yeah.
Like, it's so simple. Sometimes we're overthinking it, but it's like I get up and I actually get dressed and put makeup on. Why? It makes me feel more put together. Now, maybe your thing isn't makeup, and that's fine. Maybe it's I get up and I put perfume on. Right? There's triggers. There's things. Maybe I just get up and not wear yoga clothes. And so I think a lot of times we overshoot and we can't meet it. And then we self-destruct. But my advice is like, start small. Start like, if you need to show up more as a leader in your business, start small. Everything compounds over time. No one reaches success like literally overnight. It doesn't happen. It compounds over time with consistency. So does health. So does weight loss. So does your marriage. We were just telling our son, right? I was talking about his dad. I was telling him some stories about his dad in the past. And then I told him about me and Chris. And I said, we weren't always great either. No. Like it took time and work. Everything takes time. And this is a Gary Vee thing, like everything takes time, but everybody's so impatient because they want it right now.
Yeah.
But if you're consistent, it comes fast. Fast. If you are consistent, if you're like, you know what, I'm going to walk 3 minutes we can't walk because it's a frozen tundra everywhere. But, you know, I'm going to exercise. I have a kettlebell in my closet because I cannot get dressed without tripping over it. That's my MVP for working out. That kettlebell in my closet, I can't deny it. It's there. It's the minimum I'm going to do every day. Anything beyond that is a great day. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a great topic because I think the self-sabotage is real. I know, especially for women, like if you have kids and you're a mom, you are just trying to like not drown. And then add on top, if you own a business, They're like literally trying to just survive between a house and kids and a business. And then all the things that you used to do before you had a kid, you're trying to still do those things and the kid and the business.
Yeah. And so I think this is a great thing to think about. And honestly, I think that this is the one unlock I hope that people can take from this is for if you have kids, if you have a family, if you have a marriage, spouse, partner, the one thing that you can take away is if there's any friction at all in your household, is to take everybody and sit them down together in a room and talk through and level set and ask, you know, what are our minimum viable participation in our family or in our relationship? Mm-hmm. And you might be surprised at how simple or how easy it is to take something that was kind of off track, a marriage that's off track, and just locking in these baselines and seeing a completely different person, especially when it's something that is super simple, super easy to hit and accomplish, and you guys discuss it openly and ask for permission to call each other out on it. It's something that's super simple that could completely change the way that you live your life.
Yeah. So like for the minimum viable participation, our children have to sit at the dinner table.
Yeah.
It's just one thing. It's super simple. We're not like asking for, but the standard is actually amazing to have because it's what children crave. It's what animals crave, right? Why do you think like your dogs know it's 5 o'clock? They know because of repetition that it's time to eat. That's also the thing like that gives them comfort is the repetition, the consistency. Same thing goes with children. They crave consistency. That's where the organizing side comes in with, you know, homes in chaos and clutter, disorganization. Children crave consistency. And so that standard, that minimum viable, where you, whether you call it performance or participation or product, for us, ours are super, super basic. They're like, you have the minimum viable participation is you go to school. You come to a dinner table to eat. You know, you have a job. And then the rest of the time is yours. Yaya's is pretty simple, too. She's got to do her schoolwork. She's got to keep her room tidy because for the love of God, she is a little mini hoarder. Me and her are not going to, we don't get along.
It'll make for great content.
Oh my God. She has to keep that room ready because that's our standard. But it's not, because right now I think a lot of us are living life without the standard, right? Or everyone has a different perception of what the standard is, even in your business. Kids, husband, we had different perception of what is the minimum? What's the standard?
Yeah.
Right. And if your family's confused, imagine your employees, right? Imagine your employees because your family lives with you all the time. Your employees are probably 10 times more confused if there's no standard. So this is a great topic, something to think about. And, you know, it's your job to create the standard.
Yeah. I love it.
It's a great topic. Well, if you have questions, want to learn more about it, or like, hey, how do I incorporate it here or there, or how would this pertain to this or that, drop them in the chat, and me and Chris are always more than happy to answer them. But it is Saturday, and we are freezing because we're sitting outside because we have a house full of children. And so we're going to let you go. We're going to wrap up. Please stay safe. Please stay warm. And shop local if you can, because right now, when small businesses have to close for multiple days in a row because of the cold weather, it doesn't just affect the business. It also affects those employees that work for that business. And if you're able to shop local when it's safe, buy a gift card, or at the very least, leave a small business a review. That doesn't cost us anything. We can leave small businesses reviews during this hard time while they're shut down. So, that's all I got. I hope you guys have a great weekend, and we'll see you next Saturday.
Hiring sucks, right? Sorting through bad applications, ghosted interviews, and wasted time. It's all exhausting. That's why we built WooRecruit, the hiring system designed to attract and convert the right people for your business fast. What are some of the benefits? Well, you get more qualified applicants without lifting a single finger. Increase your show rate, eliminate the worry of ghosting. Track every single step of our process with real-time data. If you're tired of hiring headache, go to WooRecruit.com and let us start filling your open roles today.